The Pinal County Board of Supervisors has voted to give the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, a 100-day notice that the county will end its contract. County spokesman Joe Pirate says the county has lost $14 to $16 million since it agreed to house the detainees in 2006. He says the supervisors requested ICE increase the daily rate it pays from $60 per detainee to almost $80 each.
The last thing we want is to be able to get them out of there because, you know, they use the facility and they need facility space. We are really interested in continuing our relationship with ICE, and we're hoping that they will come to the table with that fair and equitable rate.
In a written statement, an ICE spokeswoman says if no agreement is reached under the county's deadline, the agency will be able to find another space to house its immigration detainees in the region. Steve Chadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.